Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. CNK Market announced today that it will file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy to reorganize. CNK Market includes Ray's Food Place and ShopSmart, and 16 of its 60 stores are slated for closure. Additionally, 20% of CNK's 2,500 employees will be laid off. The Ray's Food Place on Broadway and Eureka will be sold, along with the ShopSmart on Northcrest Drive in Crescent City. The rest of CNK stores in Humboldt and Del Norte counties will remain open. With the announcement from Eureka City Councilman Lance Madsen that he will resign his council seat due to health reasons, the city council will have to fill his seat. Madsen has said he will remain on the council until a replacement is found, and the COTY announced today that three people have applied for the position. Chad Albin, Leslie Lawlick, and Barry Smith have all thrown their hats into the ring, and now the process of interviewing will begin. The candidates will be interviewed by a committee created by Mayor Frank Yeager, and they will recommend a candidate who will then be interviewed by Yeager, who will then make a recommendation to the council for its approval. The council is expected to have a candidate to bring before the council at its December 17th meeting. In October, Humboldt County Superintendent of Schools Dr. Gary Eagles was honored for his work in promoting high-quality education in California. He's at it again. The California Music Educators Association has named Eagles as the Outstanding Administrator of the Year, as a non-music educator who has contributed powerfully to the support of music education. The award was announced at the All-County Music Festival on the 16th and was nominated unanimously by the North Coast Section of the CMEA. President of the North Coast Section, Judy Scharnberg, said in a statement, and I quote, "Dr. Eagles has consistently supported the arts for students, provided training for teachers, and financially supported numerous arts education programs and activities," unquote. Eagles will be presented with the award at the CMEA's awards banquet, scheduled for February in Fresno. "We want to bring people together to find out where Main Street is going and what its purpose is." That's a quote from Debbie Farber-Bush, the project manager for the planning group Greenway Partners, speaking about the new partnership between Greenway and Arcata Main Street. Greenway will handle Main Street's day-to-day business on an interim basis, including the planning and operation of the city's annual Season of Wonder and Light holiday celebration on the plaza, as well as the Arts Alive scheduled for December. Main Street board member Nick Matthews said in a statement released on Friday that members want to reestablish the group's guiding principles following months of rocky relationships between Main Street and downtown merchants, primarily over the Oyster Festival. Beginning with the new year, Greenway hopes to unveil new plans to ascertain what business owners and Main Street members want from the group and to recruit new members. Be prepared for traffic delays on Highway 101 near West Haven this week. Caltrans crews will be performing earthquake retrofit repairs on the 6th Avenue overcrossing bridge over Highway 101, and a temporary guardrail will be built. Traffic will be reduced to one lane in each direction of travel while the work continues. Use caution when driving through the area. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We have all heard of the Meals on Wheels program that delivers food to homebound seniors, but there is a companion to Meals on Wheels, and it began in 1984 when a volunteer noticed that one woman was sharing her human food with her cats. From that came AnimeLs, a program that also helps seniors feed their animals. In Humboldt County, funding for AnimeLs was recently cut, and that means fundraising is needed to help keep it going. Supervisor Virginia Bass is an avid supporter of AnimeLs, and Friday's fundraising was pretty successful.
So Matthew and I and some great folks in the community have worked hard to keep it going. And we did have an impromptu fundraiser last Friday and was able to raise $5,000.
Bass said that further fundraising is needed to ensure the AnimeLs program continues.
That gets in about 6 months. It takes about $10,000 for the whole year. So I just wanted to remind the audience, if they remember the conversation or if they would like to help with the AnimeLs project and help seniors stay with their animals who are their family, they can send a donation to Bless the Beast at P.O. Box 268 in Eureka, California, 95502. It's very heartwarming, and the letters I've received from the seniors who have had the program extended just melt my heart.
For more information, contact Bless the Beasts. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.